And that's now David Carter, National List MP and former Cabinet Minister, elected in the first week to take over from Lockwood Smith, who's off to London to be High Commissioner, following in the footsteps of Labour's Jonathan Hunt, who made the same move in March 2005. After electing David Carter and witnessing his swearing-in by the Governor-General, MPs took the week off to celebrate Waitangi Day. Not only was their debating chamber deserted, so were all the committee rooms. With no meetings to report, Rhys Lyon took the opportunity of finding out about a plan to install cameras in two committee rooms. To learn how the project began, he talked to Clerk Assistant Peter Carr.
It's really a combination of comments that we've been getting from members of the public and from members and from interested groups who've made the observation that the Select Committee process is so important to the New Zealand Parliament. We televise and we webcast the chamber itself. Why don't we at least webcast Select Committees? So, what we've really come to the conclusion ourselves that the time has come to start to do that as a pilot, essentially.
And it's an idea that's been used overseas as well?
Yeah, well, that's the other observation that people have made, because you can look at the websites in parliaments all over the world, and they televise their, they televise and they webcast their committees. The UK Parliament in particular, they've got a really good service there. The Australian, various state Australian parliaments, I think the Canadians do it. So, similar parliaments to the New Zealand one, they do it. So the time has come really for us to at least explore the possibilities.
Why is it just a pilot program for now?
Well, we're really in experimental mode. We want to see how it goes. And at the moment, we're really just wanting to do it within our existing technical resources. So we'll see how it goes. If there's a real demand there, we'll go back to Standing Orders Committee and give them a report, see how it's gone.
There'll be some webcasting rules drawn up?
There'll probably be a set of technical guidelines, but I would say that there will be some core of those guidelines that'll find their way into Standing Orders. There's already some rules for the televising of the chamber, so I think that there would be an addition to those rules.
And it'll only be one select committee at a time for the pilot program.
So the idea is to set up a camera, a static camera, in two committee rooms, but we'll be only sending out a single feed from a single committee.
And the committee clerk will control that?
Yeah, it'll be a static camera, and all they'll have control over the operation of the camera. So they'll turn it off when the committee is in hearing evidence or in private, or where it's considering evidence in private.
To see the webcasts, people will need broadband internet.
Yep.
There's a Parliament TV channel. Why won't that be being used for the pilot program?
We've got a contract with Cordia, who do the TV operations. Currently they're contracted for the televising of the chamber. They're not contracted for the televising of the committees, and we'd have to extend the contract. So what we're doing at the moment is to try and keep everything from within our existing contractual arrangements and technology arrangements.
Sure. But there might be something that would be looked at if the pilot is successful.
I think that would be something we'd be looking at. If people are getting the TV coverage of the chamber, they get web coverage of the chamber. If we start to give them web coverage of select committees, then I'm sure there'll be questions why they can't get TV coverage of the committees as well.
It might be a good idea too. People can get to know some of those backbench MPs a bit better.
That's right.
And is there a rough date?
We're looking at doing it, starting it in the first half of this year.
Okay.
So we're still in the early planning stages, but that's certainly the aim, is to get it going in the first half of this year.
Peter Carr, Parliament Clerk Assistant in charge of the Committee Room Video Trial Project, talking to Rhys Lyon, who'll be back reporting meetings with his trusty mic and digital audio recorder when the House resumes at 2 p.m. on Tuesday with Question Time, the first for the new Speaker, David Carter. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.